Yes, we discussed the Brazilian election results and the contestation of that results. We're joined by our guest, Felipe Tirado, who joins us on the line. Good day, greetings, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Yusuf. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Thank you for joining us. So we've seen now that, Bolsonaro is not just accepting the defeat, but he is claiming that the votes from some of the machines should be invalidated. We've seen that also the Superior Electoral Court has ratified the election results. So where does this leave the current situation now?
Yusuf, I think that's a great question. And you know your facts. So that's exactly what happened. The Superior Electoral Court, which is the highest court, the apex in the system, in the electoral system here in Brazil, it already validated the votes, and some other things happened, which I believe that we're going to talk about ahead. But what happened was that all of the results are validated. Lula, since the second, has been is the president-elect of Brazil, and Bolsonaro is still contesting the election. His party tried to file a complaint with the Superior Electoral Court against the results, arguing that the polls were not valid, that the electronic polls were corrupted. But none of that was approved by the court. The system has been checked by national and international bodies. And what we see now is Bolsonaro not accepting the defeat, and Lula, in fact, acting as president-elect, and even as president, as we saw when he went to Egypt, for instance, and Portugal. So that's the kind of the current context here in Brazil.
Yes. In terms of how everything unfolded during the election period, you obviously observing all of that. What were the takeaways from the elections as you had the opportunity to witness it firsthand?
Well, Yusuf, we're living in a very polarized country, not in the sense that there are two similar poles. They're not well divided. We see a lot of extremism from Bolsonaro and his supporters, which is something that we're still seeing today. People are blocking roads. People are asking for military coups in front of military institutions. And that's why I say that this is not a proper polarization. We're seeing a very extremist side on one hand, and on the other hand, we're seeing a president that Lula, of course, on the other hand, who is trying to get things back to kind of a democratic normalization, if we could say so. And that's what happened during the election, but that's what's still happening today. So as I said, the party of Bolsonaro tried to contest, to go against the results of the election. And it was barred multiple times by the electoral system. And what we saw was that each and every time it was barred, Bolsonaro met with military leaders, with the Minister of Defense. And that's what we're seeing. So he's trying to radicalize things in a sense similar to that that happened in the U.S., but he's not being able to radicalize. He doesn't have that much support. But nevertheless, it's a trend that's happening in the country. And that turns the transition into something very complex for Lula and for the government that's joining. So in summary, what we're seeing is that the same extremism that we saw throughout the government happened throughout the election, and it's happening now. I hope I made myself clear.
As you indicated that Lula had traveled to Egypt for the COP27, is that an indication that he's now already been accepted by world leaders? And we've also seen some of those close to Bolsonaro beginning to collaborate with Lula soon after the elections. So does this make it somewhat easier for him?
Again, I think that you are extremely right. So what we saw, dividing your question into two parts. The first part the view of world leaders, the view of the world concerning Brazil. I think that you are 100% correct. I think that the fact that multiple world leaders talked to Lula in the first week of his election, this shows a lot. So a lot, many presidents called him. The president of Argentina came to Brazil on Monday. He won on Sunday. On Monday, the president of Argentina was already here. We saw multiple leaders congratulating him on Twitter, online, and otherwise. And that showed a lot of support, a lot of international support for Lula. When he went to COP, we saw that multiple leaders wanted to discuss with him. If I'm not mistaken, he had 10 bilateral meetings within COP. So that's much more than Bolsonaro ever had. And then afterwards, Lula coming back from COP, he went to Portugal. He met with with the president of Portugal, with the first minister, with the president of Mozambique as well. And that's the trend that we're seeing. Afterwards, Emmanuel Macron from France said that he's eager to return dialogue with Brazil. Various countries returned their fundings to the Amazon, to the preservation of the Amazon, Norway among them, in the first week. So we've seen that there's a lot of possibility of dialogue with Lula in the presidency. And regarding the second part of your question, some members of the Bolsonaro government, Bolsonaro vanished for 20 days. He only went back to work, I think yesterday, he went back to the presidential palace here in Brazil for some meetings. Today he's having other meetings, as I told you. But some members of Bolsonaro's team had to meet with members of the transition. And Lula's transition is a huge transition, is the biggest transition we've seen in democratic Brazil. More than 200 people are helping, most of them volunteers who are helping the multiple topics that they are debating. And we're seeing that in some areas that there is resistance from the government. So the part that is concerned with communications is still resisting a bit. But other parts of the government, they gave up and they are dialoguing with the upcoming government. So I think that in both international and domestic sides, we're seeing some dialogue. Some dialogue is being fostered.
That is certainly great, and the insight that you shared with us, we really thank you for your time and the insight that you shared with us. It's been a great pleasure chatting to you.
Yusuf, it's always a pleasure for me. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for preparing the questions. I saw that you came very well prepared. It's great talking to you, and I wish you and all who are listening to us a lovely end of day.
Thank you. You go well. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was our guest joining us all the way from Brazil, Felipe Tirado, chatting to us about the developments in Brazil with regards to the elections.